And so for today, as you allow yourselves now to just settle in, settling your bodies in your most comfortable way, allowing for this time in this space, in this place where you are and this place within, to open up to the positive, to open up to positive thoughts and ideas and images that flow through your imagination zone. And that means being in touch with your lovely subconscious as we go for a kind of conscious-subconscious harmony, an open availability to allow more of the positive to help you move forward in your life. So in this comfortable position that you find yourself in now, just do a little something. Eyes are closed. And just allow yourself to feel the kind of heaviness in your eyelids. And noticing that heaviness, imagine that you could allow the sense of your eyes to roll up underneath those heavy lids of yours. Take one big deep cleansing breath in and then hold that breath just a moment or two and then slowly exhale. And eyes return level and your normal natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And then those heavy eyelids, again, so heavy. They're so relaxed in their heaviness. And yet, again, you could let your eyes roll up underneath those relaxed lids. Take a second big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And just noticing again the relaxation in those eyelids. Just very relaxed and heavy in a comfortable way. And then one more nice big deep cleansing breath in. Eyes roll up underneath those lids. Hold that breath for a moment or two. And now slowly exhale as eyes return level. And those relaxed lids are even more comfortably relaxed. It's as though you could, in a moment or two, imagine the heaviness, the relaxation in those eyelids, a comfortable calming, as though you could let that sensation travel up to the crown of your head and kind of move around in a relaxed, kind of comfortable heaviness, sort of a nurturing kind of feeling, just gently rolling around the crown of your head and down over the back of your head into the tiny neck muscles, releasing each breath, taking you deeper. And down over your forehead, your eyes again, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And then all around through the shoulders, the muscles in front and back on top, that comfortable, relaxed sensation, a kind of heaviness flowing in and out of your shoulders, the muscles in front and back on top, sort of letting you know this is the time where you can just let the day slip away, that your time and space and place of comfortable relaxation is here right now. here right now for you. And as the day sort of slips away, you drift into an already deeper, comfortable relaxation. And down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release now as you drift even deeper. And the interesting thing is that the deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. And the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. So this comfortable relaxation begins to circle your torso through your chest, all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you, flowing that comfortable sensation of relaxation. And it moves around across the upper back, just sort of making sure that you've dropped the day. The day has slipped away. This is your time to go to that inner landscape within. And then this comfortable relaxation circles around again through your solar plexus, that center place within your body. And we want to acknowledge that that center kind of is that body-mind communication center, the I am-ness of you, the solar plexus, releasing, relaxing, letting go as it circles around again now through the middle back releasing and circling around again through one hip, through the abs, around through the other hip, and then around through the lower back. Each breath taking you deeper. All the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing, and we're just smoothing out any rough edges. And this sensation of relaxation continues now, flowing down around your thighs, in through the knees, and down through the calves, in through your ankles, with each breath taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And from your ankles and through the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. So that one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release just allows you to become twice as comfortably relaxed as you were a moment ago. And just drifting in to noticing for a few moments for yourself this idea of an image of you, of how you most want to be in a radiantly healthy way. And let this image sort of speak to you in the way that the way it shows up, it's just letting you know this is how it is when you are in that radiantly healthy idea of yourself. And just sort of walk around it and notice about it. What does it look like, this image of you? What do you notice that really says to you, ah, yes, this is me in radiant health? Just sparkly-eyed, perhaps. A sense of calm. A confidence. A connection to something that helps you to know all is well. And just notice this image as you circle it. And then we're going to do two ways of exploring it deeper. One is, when you've really got a good sense of it, first let's step into the image. Let's imagine that you could just step into this image of you, radiantly healthy you, and you're in it now. And from within that radiantly healthy image, you look through those eyes of yours, but the eyes of radiant health into the world. And just sort of feel and sense how the energy feels, what it seems like to be in the image of you, radiantly healthy, comfortably relaxed, confident, self-assured. Lovely. Just noticing about it. And then let's step out of that image now again and kind of notice it about it in a different way, because you were within it, now you're outside of it. And maybe you might notice, oh, well, hey, yeah, I kind of feel like I brought something back with me. I'm feeling it still a little bit. And you're just noticing if there are any differences or what's the same. Now then, here's the second way to experience this radiantly healthy image of you. Let's invite it to come within. Let this radiantly healthy image come right into you, as though you could just embrace it and fold it within you. And then maybe it just like fills you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, as though the radiantly healthy image of you is now within you. And notice how that feels. How does it feel when it's within you? And you're looking through those eyes of yours with that radiantly healthy image of you within. What's it feel like? How do you sense about it? And now here's where you get to make the decision. Right now, this healthy image of you, this radiantly healthy image of you, has moved within you. You might like to keep it there. Or if you like it the other way around, you can switch it out, let it release, and let yourself walk back into that radiantly healthy image of you as though you're within it. So you decide and you choose. And imagine now that you could make that choice very easily and effortlessly. Bring yourself to the top of your symbolic staircase. And then as you do that, we're going to reinforce this whole feeling of radiantly healthy you, whether you've stepped into the image or the image is within you, and now you're united with it. And then give yourself one more very important kind of message for yourself. Maybe it's a power word for you that only you know. That's just for you. Give yourself that power word. And then every step down is going to reinforce these ideas of the 21 steps. And then we'll open the door of your imagination for a little angel journey. Every step down now reinforces all these ideas, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you open the door of your imagination wider, knowing all negatives have dissipated and disintegrated, you walk through into an unknown, pathless woodland. Any or all of your senses are heightening right now. And so you begin to notice through any or all of your senses what's occurring here. You walk forward comfortably. An unknown, pathless woodland. Above you, the sun and the moon are in the sky. And as you continue moving forward, what else do you notice? As all of your senses are tuned up, what you see, what you hear, any fragrance or that you might notice. You might even reach out and touch something, the texture to the touch. And get a sense of knowing that there is a wondrous something probably soon right around the corner. So you know that you are very secure because the wondrous is always looking out for you. And so walking this kind of pathless experience through the woodlands, through the trees, you connect and you take a curve deeper into the woods. And you notice that the more you feel the positive energy from nature all around, the more you connect to something positive beyond. And how does that feel? First, connecting to the positive energy from all the nature around you. And then the more you connect to that, there's some more of a connection to something positive beyond. Just notice and notice how that feels. And rather, you know, like someone you've heard about and know of, this was an experience that Emerson often liked to do. And so you begin, as you walk forward, you spread your arms wide, and the breeze in the treetops swirls down to you. And all of a sudden, it just seems as though you're so caught up in the positive energy of nature all around, into something positive beyond, the air, the trees, the sun, the moon, all of it, easily and effortlessly, before you know it, you are lifted up and up and up even higher and up through the clouds and up into the sky. And as your imagination and your ability to believe in that imagination of yours, up and up you go, so high in the sky that you can experience soaring, soaring high above it all. And as you fly freely upwards, up into the unknown, the golden nugget within you expands and radiates, and you connect to invisible rings of positive support, filled, yes, filled with all kinds of angels, guiding angels, guiding archangels, all filling these invisible rings of positive support. And you begin to find that connection to these invisible rings of positive support, filled with the angels and the angel guides and the archangels. And somewhere within all of those invisible rings where the angels are, archangels and angel guides, some sort of angel guide sort of connects with you and lifts you up higher and tells you that you've entered into a realm where anything is possible. And you're sort of now paired with this particular angel guide. And as you fly freely around together, you can imagine, you can create it all. You can believe, and you can believe it becomes. You can believe it before it becomes. And what are you believing about? Let your mind open to positively imagine and visualize. What are you creating now through your thought in this imagination zone? If this angel guide has told you that you're now in the realm where anything is possible, and you're flying around freely with this angel guide, you can imagine it all right now. You can create it all. You can believe. And you can believe in it before it actually becomes. So just notice what it is you are believing about. What is the positive thrust of what you're experiencing now in this realm? And perhaps this one angel guide who's flying right around with you is there for you to help you securely, to help you know that you can ask this angel guide about anything you might want to know about your creation, or ask this angel guide about anything that may be important for you at this time. And so just allow yourself to explore it, to discover it. If this is the realm where anything is possible, what are you creating right now? Would it be seeing and sensing something about relationship? Or would it be seeing and sensing something about your work life? Or would it be seeing and sensing something about your health and well-beingness? This is a wide open time for you to create. Create in the realm where anything is possible. And as you imagine about it, as you do get a sense about it, surely you know that if you can imagine it, so the saying goes, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. And so you and your angel guide are allowing this time, this space, this free flying creation time. And just notice about it all, because there's something in these moments that if you wanted to describe it to a friend later, you're going to really live it out thoroughly. So you could tell them about this experience in the realm where anything is possible. And at some point when the feeling of this connection is complete, your angel guide assists you and you just gently return, coming down and down and down out of the sky, coming down into a gentle return to the natural setting from where you became lifted. And then now back securely on the ground. All the way back and back and back and back. And the positive connection that you've made actually thanks you for soaring into the unknown as you have. Now, your angel guide for today is still with you and allows you now, together you go through the natural setting where you started, which was sort of in that unknown pathless woodland. And this angel guide brings you to your own very own special place within that you're much more familiar with. And there's something more that needs to happen there for today. And so you allow for this time as your angel guide escorts you into that place. And perhaps this is where something deeply, completely, and thoroughly takes place in such a way that it might remind you of something regarding your golden nugget that you became aware of as you soared up into the air and it radiated outward and it connected you to all those rings of angels. And now still here with the one angel guide that took you all around into that realm. Now back with you in your place. There's something more about this golden nugget of yours that this angel guide wants you to know for today. The golden nugget within. And your angel is there to assist you, this angel guide. And so you might ask, what is this golden nugget within me about? What's important for me today to know about my golden nugget? And as usual, when we're connecting and communicating to our angels, guides, helpers, supporters, wise ones, we're allowing this one to respond back to you in a way you can understand. It might be sort of mind-melding, like you kind of get a sense of it. Maybe you actually hear words, but just open to receive and know. What is it, as you listen with your heart, you'll hear in your mind what is important for you to know about this golden nugget? What's it about for you? Your own golden nugget that was a part of connecting you to all the rings of angels that you met in that realm way beyond where anything is possible. And so your angel guide does communicate back with you and brings forward to you some sort of information that begins to allow you to know about the truth of your very own golden nugget that is within you. And there may be some very, very positive, just unique to you, knowings about your very own golden nugget. Something about how very unique you are. Your very own golden nugget is unique to you, as you are unique to the world. And maybe this angel guide of yours today brings forward for you something more that either you so deeply tucked away that one time you knew about it and then you have forgotten about it, and that either this angel guide helps you to remember about it through your golden nugget, or perhaps it is revealed to you the very something so specially unique about you that your golden nugget is actually there to remind you about that. It definitely is of the angelic realm, because through it is how you made your connection to the rings of angels, guiding angels, angels in general, and archangels all. So just take another moment or two to listen with your heart and hear in your mind what your angel guide wants you to know about your golden nugget within. And now with this information, knowing it can come now or a few moments, maybe in a dream at night, maybe suddenly popping into your conscious awareness at another moment in time, but it always comes. When we seek answers, we ask questions, answers always come. And so we want to appreciate now all of what has occurred. The soaring high above with your angel guide, all the rings of angels that were there for you, your very own golden nugget that's still there within you, all your own ability and capability in the realm of your imagination to connect to that most ever ongoing alwaysness positive realm that allows you to believe more in creating that you touched into the realm of where anything is possible and opened up to it. And all this goodness, as we appreciate it all, even though now the place around and the angel and all these images may fade, the strength of them stays with you, leaving you such a heightened state of well-beingness and harmony with your golden nugget and the information that has come forward for you today. We want to reinforce it all now at zero, and knowing that we can bring back the goodness from this experience into conscious outer awake life, knowing once again a positive focusing brings about positive results. And that's how your mind-body responds. And now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in a release as we begin to come up and out. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake and alert.